This is Rodney Francis here, and today I would like to share with you a message that has been very real in my heart and life called God's Love Changes Us. And for scriptures for you to consider and meditate upon, 1 John chapter 4, 7 through to 21 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Saviour of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." I have been a Christian minister for 16 years when one day God spoke to me very clearly and said these words to me, "Son, I'm going to teach you how to love people." I reacted against what God said because I honestly believed that I did love people. And when I explained to God that I did love people, in the next few moments, very clearly through my mind went the faces of 5 or 6 Christians that I did not like. These were people who had criticized my preaching and the way I did things and so on. And following those faces came these words, "How can a man say that he loves God whom he has not seen if he does not love his own brothers and sisters whom he has seen?" And then God said this to me, "I want you to know you can measure your love for God. Your love for God is only as strong as your love is for the least of these, my brethren." I tell you, I was shocked. I was deflated, actually, because suddenly I realized that I'd spent all these years as a Christian and even in ministry, and I was missing what God really wanted me to have, and that was more of his love. And so from that time, things began to change for me. And while people did not stop criticizing and that, and many times I'd cry out to God and say, "God, why is this happening, etc.," God would say to me, "Son, I'm teaching you how to love people." And so I became aware of the fact that in order to change me, God had to work in my life and make me to realize that the things that I went through in life, that he allowed them so that he could teach me how to respond to people in love, even in negative situations. And so began a journey with me that went on for something like 10 years. That's what I honestly believe it took for God to change me and to fill my heart with love, to the point where, as the Bible says that we read, that, you know, perfect love casts out fear. He allowed us to go through 5 years of having a death contract on our, 3 death contracts on our lives from the satanic covens, because we were rescuing people out of there. And God allowed us to go through that time to show us the truth that perfect love does cast out fear, because we were able to get on with life with those threats over our lives, and yet at the same time we were able to minister in love to the people and so on. And so this became a very real message to me, that God wants to change us. And I learned out of that that the more that God can change me, the more he can use me in productive and fruitful ways for his praise, honor, and glory. When God spoke these things to me, the Gospel Faith Messenger Ministry was already in operation. But you know, after those 10 years of God teaching me how to love people, I was amazed to discover that the Gospel Faith Messenger Ministry actually multiplied 10 times, 16 times over in that 10-year period, and as a result of God being able to change me. And I learned this principle: God's love changes us. Let us not think that because we may be in Christian ministry that we've got it all together and that we're always doing things right. God has to teach us, and the way he teaches us is through, you know, going through times of affliction and opposition and trials and testings, because, you know, God can change our hearts as a result of these experiences that we go through in life. If we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we see here, especially verses 1 to 8, we see here the importance of love and what it does. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. That's the power of love in our life. And that's what we all need to experience more of. It's a word that is easy to speak out, love. But do we really love Jesus like Jesus wants us to? And the test of that is, how much do we really love fellow Christians who perhaps we struggle to get along well with? Because Jesus has told us that we only love him as much as we love the least of his brethren. And that's a real challenge, friends, because the love of God has to be demonstrated through us in our love for people. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and as a result of God's Son giving his love for us, you and I have become born-again, saved Christians. But now, he wants us to learn to love people as he loves people. And that's the challenge that we have. The very fact that you and I were in full-time ministry does not mean that we've got everything worked out and sorted out right. God is using this time of our life here on earth to prepare us for all eternity. And he wants more than anything else you and I to be motivated by his love in all our relationships with people and all our ministry efforts And all that we do in His name and for His glory, we need to be motivated by His love. That's the challenge that we have before us. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 1 starts off with this word, pursue love. That means we have to go after it. It is not something that automatically just works in and through our lives. We have to learn to love people more, for in doing that, we are learning to love God more and allowing God to use us more and more for His praise, honor, and glory. And when we are loving people the way God wants us to love people, then we will surely be much more effective in our ministries, in our service for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know this is a huge subject in the Bible, but we're just touching on it briefly here today, and I just felt to share my testimony with you because as a result of my learning to love the Lord more through loving people more, God opened up the world for me to minister and to be able to love people in all different kinds of nations around the world. And it was such a delight to know that that love in my heart was a love that pleased God. I want to ask you before we finish this brief message today, are you loving people like Jesus wants you to? Do you realize that our love for people determines how much we really love God? Now, I know we can all continue to improve in that area, but we need to be consciously aware of the fact that we only love God as much as we love the least of His brethren. And here's another very important fact. Why this love needs to be permeating in and through our lives is because it is God's answer to fear. And there are many, many professing Christians today who are battling with all kinds of fears in their life, which really is evidence that the love of Jesus needs to be more full on in their lives. There needs to be a greater loving of people so this love of God, which casts out all fear, can work in and through our lives so we can live a life for Jesus fearlessly, not being afraid, because fear is the enemy's tricks to close us down, to keep us quiet, to bring us into subjection to things that are outside of the will of God. God's will is that we do not fear all of these things that are happening in life, but God wants us to fear Him through our love, and that He is truly number one in our lives, and that we are living to please Him through loving people today. How much do you love God? Well, only as much as we Christians love the least of His brethren. Think about this. Pray about it and ask God to teach you how to love people more and more. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you and I ask you to use this message to speak to the hearts of your people, that Lord Jesus will realize the importance of it to you, of what it means to really love you, is according to how much we love even the least of your brethren. And I thank you, Lord, that you showed me my shortfalls and opened my eyes to realize that even though I was serving you in full-time ministry, Lord, I was falling short because I wasn't loving people like I should. And so, God, today I pray, teach us how to love people more and more so that we can have the benefits of you using us more and more in our lives, and that, Lord, we will know in the next few years a multiplication of ministry service to you for your praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I ask this. Amen.